This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Colorado Court of Appeals is expected to publish its decision on former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters tomorrow morning. Peters challenged she was unfairly convicted and sentenced in 2024. The former Mesa County Clerk was sentenced to more than 8 years in state prison. She had a role in permitting unauthorized access to county voting equipment as a part of a scheme to prove fraud in the 2020 presidential election. State audits of Colorado's paper ballots have confirmed the accuracy of Colorado's elections. The Budget Committee has wrapped up its work on the budget bill that's expected to be introduced at the Capitol in the coming days. Colorado had to fill a $1.5 billion shortfall. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Medicaid is taking some of the biggest hits. Reimbursement rates for most health care providers will see a 2% cut. Programs for immigrants and people with disabilities are also getting trimmed. Democratic Representative Emily Sirota, who chairs the powerful Joint Budget Committee, says all Coloradans will feel the impact.
It's been a really difficult process. I feel very sad for the people of Colorado, for the loss that I think they are going to experience in so many different ways.
Committee members have been scouring the proverbial couch cushions of state spending, from education and housing to military and veterans affairs, to balance the budget. Across the board, raises for state employees were rejected, and committee members also agreed to lower the state's reserve fund. The entire legislature still needs to debate and pass the budget. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.